Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Let's all stand as we open up the Word of God. And turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1. We're going to read together verses 18 through 21. And then we can be seated. Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, He Shall Save His People from Their Sins. Say that with me. He shall save His people from their sins. Amen. So let's read together verses 18 through 21. And it reads, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you, Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from what? Their sins. May the Lord have a blessing to the hear and read of his word. You may be seated. What brings great joy about the first advent, meaning the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, is that mankind had a serious dilemma. And that dilemma took place in the fall of the Garden of Eden. And because through one man's disobedience, sin entered into the world. So God, in his foreknowledge, predetermined before he spoke everything into existence that he already slew the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. And so I want us to look at this phrase right up here. Election is the eternal act of God with respect to all who are saved, by which out of pure grace and for Christ's sake, he purposed to endow them in time with the spiritual blessings of conversion, justification, sanctification, preservation unto eternal life. This is why Jesus had to come. Because mankind would fail this area in their lives. There was nothing to justify us. There was nothing that we can honestly say would be a type of glorification. There was no really way to sanctify oneself unless Jesus would come. Jesus had to come, saints. So before we could look at what God has done for you and I, the blessings and how he has raised us up, we have to look back to see the condition of man. And once we look at the condition of man, now we can say, God, thank you. Thank you for saving a wretch like me. Can I get an amen? So let's look at this right up here. We need to understand the depravity of man. See, the Bible says that when we are born into this world, guess what we're born into? Sin. And did you know that you can sin without being asked to sin? We sin all day long, the Bible says, in our thoughts, in our mind, in our flesh. Oh, but God, hallelujah, hallelujah, God made a way of escape for you and I. So we must look at the depravity of man. So let's look at the scriptures and then we'll continue with this message. Let's look at what Ecclesiastes says in the Old Testament. Indeed, there is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and who never sins. So the Bible says that mankind continually sins without having to be instructed to sin. It comes automatically. Automatically. And this is why we need a Jesus. Can I get an amen? Amen. Look at Mark 7:21. We're going to have a lot of scriptures this morning. And if you cannot write them all down, you can always go back to the message and download my sermon notes, the PowerPoint, and even the CD. Amen? Look at this, Mark 7:21. From within, out of the heart of the man, proceed evil thoughts. Look at this, fornication, theft, murder, adulteries. This is from the heart of man, Jesus said. Does your Bible have red writing like this? Huh? Because this is what Jesus is proclaiming. This is what he indicated our condition. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, he prophesied right up here in 17:9. The heart is deceitful, then above all else, and is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Come on. You know what? Only the Holy Spirit can flash the spotlight on our hearts and reveal what's inside of us. This is what's inside of us. And so this is why God, in his foreknowledge, he understood that we could not save ourselves. We needed a Savior. Look how King David proclaimed this in Psalms 51:5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. So we are conceived in sin. There's nothing that you and I can do anything about it. We could go to the best psychologist. We could even take medication. It still will not remove sin from us. Can I get an amen? So we must understand right up here the foreknowledge of God. Let's look right up here on the screen. The Psalms. Let's go back. I missed a scripture. Look at this. Let's go back, brother. One more. Look at this. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. You know what came to mind when I found this scripture? Because I had to go through that town. I don't go through there much. But I had to go through that town. Anyone know where Hillcrest is? There's a massive flag that probably drapes across this whole block. And it's a rainbow flag. And it's just waving. It's just waving. And you know what it's doing? It's doing this to God. That's what it's doing. Why? Because they are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. Now, can they be saved? Absolutely they can be saved. God can deliver from the guttermost to the uttermost. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And this is why we love Jesus, because Jesus came to die just for that purpose, that those who are entrenched in deep darkness can be delivered. Can I get an amen? The Bible says where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Can I get an amen? Come on. So let's look at this next phrase up here. We need to understand the foreknowledge of God. This is knowledge that you and I had no inclination to before we came into the saving knowledge of God. Nothing. Since the fall of man in the garden didn't take God by surprise. I hope you know that. He didn't go and say, oh, man, I didn't know that they were going to sin. I didn't know that they were going to bite the fruit. Come on, God already saw that picture take place. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's from the beginning and what? To the end. And so this is what I love about the Lord. And be careful when people say, well, God told me this and God told me that. And he told me, no, you know what? God will speak to you in his word. Can I get amen? And the Spirit of God living inside will confirm all things. I'm real leery if someone says, well, thus saith the Lord God Almighty. This is, well, you know what? You better have a track record of prophesying, and everything needs to come to pass. You miss one, you are a false prophet. Can I get amen? Amen. Be careful. Be careful, man. I've heard some things. Well, God told me to buy this, and God told me to do this, and God told me to say that. And he, you know what? I'm sorry. He's not into the material things. He's into your eternal, hallelujah, mindset. He's got eternity in mind. These things are going to burn away. Did you know that when he comes back, the Bible says that the whole world will melt with fervent heat? It's found in 1 Peter. So don't heap up treasures here. If you're going to heap up treasures, heap them up in heaven. Can I get an amen? And this is why you want to understand God's ways. Why? Because Isaiah the prophet right up here said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Listen, God has it all figured out. God already knows exactly what we need. Be careful on the "thus saith the Lord" people. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, especially like, for instance, I've heard this before where people are coming before the Lord and they're practicing for the word of God, and then someone interrupts. "Oh, God said, I need to pray for you right now." No, he didn't. That's your flesh. They're called to do something right now. Get out of their way. Can I get an amen? They need to minister to God and they need to prepare. Jesus, help us. Saints, the providence of God reveals to us his tremendous grace, mercy, love toward us. He mentions in Revelation. Look at the mercy and grace right here. "All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names even have not been written in the book of life, slain," look, "from the foundation of the world." Oh my gosh. In other words, what this means, there are people that you don't know, that I don't know, that God has called, and he will bring them into the saving knowledge. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And they will worship the King. Come on, look at your life. You remember before you came into the saving knowledge? You didn't want nothing to do with God. Matter of fact, our mouth cursed God. We would bleepity, bleepity, bleep, and then Jesus Christ would follow right after. That was us. It was us. Hallelujah. But God has foreknowledge. He knew the day that you would surrender your heart to Christ. 29 years ago, in the month of May, on a Thursday night, a custodian led me to the Lord. $500 of crystal meth in my sock. Come on. Walking in full-on darkness for many years. And how God can radically change you in a split second. Did you know there's no time clocks in heaven? You know, there's some folks, I remember in the years past here, "Oh, the worship's too long." Well, guess what? If you're not learning how to worship him now, you're going to be miserable in heaven, because there's no clocks in heaven. Can I get an amen? Come on. The Bible says there's a sea of people that the eyes cannot even count. And they will be around the throne. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Who is and was and is to come. Hallelujah. Come on, you got to get excited about worship and praising God. Can I get an amen? Man, it's the foreknowledge of God why he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, I look at it like this. When the prophet came to King David's house, looking for the next anointed king, notice he went through all the brothers. One of them, man, was just like yoked out, man of war. And the prophet looked at him, passed him by. Looked at the other, passed him by. And then he found this little ruddy kid, the Bible says. "We got one more. He's out there tending sheep, but I don't think he's the one." And the prophet came to him. And you know what he declared? God does not look at our exterior. He looks at the heart of man. He knows what's in the heart. So we are here because he examined our hearts before he even created us. He knew that one day when he called us, we would worship him and praise him and glorify him. Why? Because he sees past the exterior, and he has called you by your name. Hallelujah. You're not saved by accident. It's the foreknowledge of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I got some word to back that up. Can I get an amen? Let's look at Romans right up here. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined. Look at that. To become formed to the image of his son. This is what God is doing right now as we speak. For the years you've been walking with Christ, he's transforming your life. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Man, this should bring great joy, what he's doing to your life. Praise God, you're not at home. You're not at a doom, 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 doom. If your life is doom, 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 something's wrong. Something's out of order. Where's the joy? Where's the Holy Ghost? Come on. If you're a true child of God, man, every day are tender mercies every day. We have an opportunity to serve him every day. You got to remember, yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. He gives us one day at a time. Amen. Look at this. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these also he called. So you have to make this personal. Turn to your neighbor and says, God has called me. Come on, turn to someone to your right. Turn to the person to the left. God has called me. Oh, yes, he did. He's called you. Come on. And listen, he didn't text you. He didn't send you a messenger, Facebook text. And you didn't have to go to your Facebook page and says, I've called you. You didn't have to go to Instagram. Come on. No. He spoke directly to your spirit. Can I get an amen? Come on. Somebody got to get happy here. Look at that. Moreover, he predestined. These also he called. He called these. He also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. We're going to talk about these in a bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This may be somewhat of a long message. Like I said, there's no clocks in heaven. Hallelujah. If you can't bear for just 50, maybe 60 minutes of word, something's out of order. Something's out of order. Oh, wait a minute, man. The ribs at Hometown Buffet are going to be gone. Hurry up, Pastor. Listen, when you start to comprehend the way God thinks of you, man, I'm telling you, you would leave this place rejoicing. Rejoicing. Because we could take joy and comfort that God is in total control of our lives. Can you believe that for yourself, that he's in control of your life? Or are you just your own person on a private island and doing things your way, having a Burger King life, having it my way? Did you know he's in total control? Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Why? Because he knew the day you would come into the saving knowledge. And guess what he has for you? Right up here on the word. Look at this. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Hallelujah. Listen, when we were dead in our sins, he could have stamped us out and says, I'm done with you. But he didn't, did he? Uh-uh. He had a plan. His plan. Hallelujah, is way better than ours. Look at this. I know the thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. As I shared with my sister and my brother-in-law, and we were all deep in sin. I'm not going to go over those things. But God had a plan. And when we gave our hearts to Christ, hallelujah, then, hallelujah, that promised seed came to her child, her children, and then the grandchildren. Hallelujah. That's how it works. Hallelujah. It's the providence of God. It's the grace of God. It's the mercy of God. And for those of you, hold on. Don't give up, because your kids, your grandkids are coming too. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up. Look at this. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, let's go to the next. Oh, just search him with all your heart. Now, look at this. Look at 1 Peter right here. Thank you, brother. According to the what? Foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God that's doing the work. Hallelujah. Look at this. To obey Jesus Christ, be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace be yours in the fullest measure. Come on. Listen to me. I need you to get a hold of this. For me, 29 years, by the grace of God, walking in his grace, walking in his mercy. For some of you, maybe that same amount of time. My sister came about almost a year after I got saved. So maybe 28 for her. But I don't know specifically when God brought you into the saving knowledge. But one thing is certain. Have you been living a perfect life since then? Uh-uh. Come on, have we made failures? Yes. Even as Christians? Have we did face plants where God had to come with a supernatural spatula and scrape you off and then pick you up and wash you again? Not to be born again, but to cleanse you and to purify your heart and to scoot you along his path again. How many times has he done that? Hallelujah. So I need you to get a revelation of this. The Bible says that the blood that was shed at Calvary for you and I, as soon as the blood was applied, the Bible says all your sins were forgiven. And he says, from the east to the west, I will remember them no more. Now, that doesn't give us a license to sin. But you know what it does? It lets us know, oh God, thank you, Lord, for covering my sin, because I couldn't scrub them off. I'm sorry, you can't take Brillo pad and SOS and scrub them off. Only the blood of Jesus can take away your sins. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So now, hallelujah, I shared this with the prayer group this morning. We have an advocate. In other words, we have an attorney standing in the gap for us. So when God looks down, when he looks at you here on earth, guess what he sees? Remember, we know that he doesn't remember our sin no more. So when he looks down, he sees the blood. Hallelujah, that was applied to your life by faith. Come on. Man, that should bring great joy to know that God has saved me. God has delivered me. Hallelujah. And God has prepared me for the new earth to come. And when New Jerusalem comes down from heaven, like the book of Revelation says, man, we're all going to be partakers of that. Hallelujah. But we're not going in with this flesh. He's got a new body prepared. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. So we need to understand right up here. You and I, we have what? Let's go to the next clip. We've been chosen and elected by God. Remember the scripture we opened up? What did the angel tell Joseph? And Jesus shall save what? His people. It didn't say all people. Because I know some folks that I grew up with. I seen them murdered in front of me. And we weren't attending any Bible studies during those days. And I remember the guy that died in the back seat of my car. He wasn't crying out for Jesus. He was crying out for his mother. He was crying out for his mom, and he died in my back seat. I know for a fact that not all are going to be saved. Because if all were going to be saved, you would have every church in the entire world packed to capacity. They're not. This is a narrow walk. Can I get an amen? The Bible says broad is the way of destruction, but narrow is the path that finds everlasting life. And we've been chosen and elected by Christ himself. Can I get an amen? Come on. Is this making sense to you? Oh, look at that. Look at John 15:15. This will simplify some things here. Now, if you got an aunt with the pastor regarding these, I didn't write these scriptures. I'm just the mailman. Delivering the mail this morning. You refute the scriptures. Well, let's look what God says here in John 15. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. "For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Look at this. You did not choose me. What? But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear what? Fruit. And that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I have commanded that you love one another. Look at this. Come on. If you could tell me, oh man, I can just choose God whenever, that means, you know what? We can come to God whenever we want in our unregenerated state. The Bible says there is none that seeks after God. No, not one. No one can come to the Father unless he draws you to Christ. Can I get an amen? Amen. You have to be drawn by the Spirit of God to come. He has to enable you to see and to hear him. Because to us, especially Gentiles, because this was first written to Jews, we were in total darkness. Come on, we had no inclination. We had no clue who he was. And then he, bam, did the miraculous in your heart. Saints, God chose us and enabled us to believe in him. I got some word to back that up. Oh, yeah, this is not just Pastor Fee's theology. This is not Fee 101. If it's Fee 101, then we got Houston, we have a problem. Let's look at the word up here. Right up here. Let's go to the next one. Look at this. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to the Gentiles. He was telling the apostles that you should be what? That you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified what? The word of the Lord. As many as had been appointed to eternal life. Did you catch that? As many as were appointed. God had to make the appointment. God made the appointment with you. God made that appointment with me 29 years ago on a Thursday night. It was on his timetable. It was on his calendar, not mine. And when he called you, it was already written the day that you would come to the Lord. Why? Because he's the one that came to you. We didn't come running to him. We think, oh man, I ran to him. Listen, we're not in a Christianity that believes in greasy grace. Right. Oh, just say a prayer. And you can say a prayer all day long and go back outside and still live like the devil. God has to do something supernatural in you. He's got to change you from the inside out. Can I get an amen? Amen? And this is what God has done. See, saints, at one time we were appointed children of wrath, but now we are appointed eternal life through Christ. Look at Ephesians right up here. And you he made alive. Can I get an amen that he made you alive? Listen, amen. If he didn't make you alive, you have no part of church. Church would not interest you. The things of God would not interest you. Worship would not interest you. Reading his word will not interest you. He made you alive through the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen? Amen. Look at this. He made you alive. Amen. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. Man, we were walking in full-on darkness. But he made us come alive. Look at this. In which you once walked according to the course of this world. Come on, man. Some of you, man, was just, man, taking it to the head. That's right. And we don't want to boast about those things. I want to boast how God delivered me. Because we were entrapped. We were snared by the devil. Hallelujah. And God set us free. Look at this. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air. Who's the prince of power of the air? Satan. That's right. Satan is. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Look at verse 3 right up here. Among whom also once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. You know what that means? That means we were all headed to gloom and doom. Hell, the Bible says, the book of Isaiah enlarges its mouth every day, and people fall in it. Churches won't talk about hell no more. They just want all the perks. You know, the blessings. Yeah, in order to understand the blessings, we need to understand where God found us and delivered us from. We need to tell a dying world, God can save you too. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now look at this. We were children of wrath. But look at verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy. Say that with me. Rich in mercy. One more time. Rich in mercy. Because of his great love, which he loved us. Look at verse 5. Even when we were dead. So in other words, when you and I, we were out there in the world, lost without a cause. I like how Brother G says it. We were toe up from the flow up. Come on, man. We were out there, man, so bewildered, man. We were out there doing our own thing. And yet, he still died for us. And little did we know that the blood he shed on the cross 2,000 years ago was still being poured out. And it was the blood. Hallelujah. That washed away our sins. Look at this. Even when we were dead and transgressions made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved. This is the grace of God. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Look around. We're seated in heavenly places. Come on. We're not in no bar drinking suds and watching football. That's not heavenly places. We're right here receiving the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because we're seated in heavenly places. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. And did you know that you are the elect of God? You better know you're elected by him. Therefore, right here, look at this. In Colossians 3, look at this. Therefore, as the elect of God. He's not talking about your neighbor that don't come to church, that don't have nothing to do with God. This is us. This is you. This is me. Look at this. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Come on. Thank you, God. And look how Titus, it's throughout Scripture on the election, on being chosen by God. Look at this. Paul, a bondservant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, an acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness. So, foreknowledge, hallelujah. So you need to understand that you were predestined. There's some folks that will refute you. Oh, no, man, we got our own mind. I mean, you know, thank God he gave us free will. But until he enables you to come, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere until it's like this. You ever downloaded a software, but you need the password code? So that does no good. You downloaded it, but you can't operate it. You need the code. Can I get an amen? Well, guess what? We need the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To enable us. God is the enabler. Oh, yes, he is. And so we need to understand that we've been predestinated. And I love how Ephesians brings it out. Look at this. Here's God's word right here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us. Did you catch that? He chose us. God chose you and me in him before the foundation of the world. Wow. Before the whole universe was spoken into existence, he already knew your name. Come on. This is why it should bring great joy no matter what you're going through. Because God's going to see you through it. God will rescue, and I like to say it like this, he'll save your bacon when it's time to save your bacon. Because we can do all kinds of things, and we can't blame no one, but I did it to myself. Look at this. before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. I need to ask this question. How can you be blameless and holy before God? You need to really open up your spiritual eyes for this one. Because the person that you know that's unregenerated, people that don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or have no desire for God, how do they stand before God holy and blameless? So my question is, we who are called out believers, who've been born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, how do we stand? Remember, we just read our thoughts, our flesh, how many times we made mistakes, how many times God had to pick us up, even as believers. So how does one stand blameless before God and holy before God? It was the blood that was applied. Remember that. There's nothing we can do to stand before God and say, God, it's because of my righteousness. It's because what I've done for you. It's because all the things that I'm doing for you. Man, scratch that. Unless the blood is applied, hallelujah, your sin still remains. We stand before blameless and holy because of the blood of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. It's the blood that comes, hallelujah. And guess what? It's a continual washing of the blood. Hallelujah. This is why we could stand until he comes back for us. And when we know, when we hear the trumpet call, he will come. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. We that are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord forevermore. This is why it goes back to the angel speaking to Joseph that he shall save his people from their sins. And it was through the shedding of his blood. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because if you think you can get in by with your own merits and works, think again. What the blood does, it enables us now to allow him to sanctify us. Can I get amen? Come on. Come on. There has to be something to enable us. Because prior to that, we didn't want to live holy. We didn't want to dress holy. We had nothing to do with God. Until the blood came. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, yeah. I got some word behind this. Let's go to the next. Having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted now in the beloved. In him we have redemption. What? In his blood. It's through the blood. Hallelujah. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Come on. Man, look what God has done for us. Look at verse 9. Having made known to us. This was a mystery. Some of you like to read mystery novels and whodunit. Well, before we got saved, all this was a mystery. Come on, we grew up rough. My sister could attest. It was 11 of us. Sharing a 3-bedroom, one bath home. 1927 Orange Street. All of us there sharing a one bath. And I'll never forget, on our coffee table was probably one of the biggest Bibles I've ever seen. It was a big one. You could put it in a suitcase. Just imagine lugging that to church. And all it had was coffee stains on the cover of it. It was used just as furniture. And I'll never forget, I love my oldest sister. My oldest sister, Liz. I remember one day she saw me opening it up. She goes, close it. Why? Because God's mad at us. I had it. I never opened it again. Years went by. I was afraid. I'm not going to go buy that book. I was asking, why is it even in our house? Listen, the gospel It was a mystery to us. Am I making it plain here today? It was a mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, meaning our time, it's almost going to be 2018, that God would reveal these things to us. They were all mystery. I didn't understand covenant grace. I didn't understand dispensation. I didn't understand the first advent, the second advent. I didn't understand all these things. But God teaches us, and he gives us that knowledge through the process of sanctification. He sanctifies us, sets us apart. Look at this. In the fullness of times, he might make, I'll read it right here. In the fullness of times, in the dispensation, that he may gather together in one things in Christ, both which are in heaven and on earth. Did you catch that, or did it just go vroom? So what's taking place in heaven is also taking place here on earth. Hallelujah. And so you got to remember, Jesus came down to be with us. Can I get an amen? So earth now can see what took place in heaven. So when Jesus, hallelujah, when he died on the cross, he's the one that went up to heaven with his blood, and he sprinkled the mercy seat for you and I. Remember, it was bullocks and goats and turtle doves. It was a temporary covering, but God, hallelujah, came. Thank you, Lord. And he saved us. And let me just say this. Because of his predestination, it was his purpose. How many are so blessed that he purposed you in his will? Hey, have you ever inherited anything from a grandparent or a parent, and you were in the will? And it wasn't a blessing that, wow, I thought they forgot about me and they left me a little something. You were included in the will. Well, did you know that you and I, we're included in God's will? Oh, yes, he did. Look at this in Ephesians 1:11. Look at that. In whom you were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. In order that we were the first to hope in Christ, that we might be the praise of his glory. Therefore, in verse, look at this right here in 2 Timothy. How many are loving these scriptures? Because these are all word of God. This should fill your being today. Hallelujah, with truth. This is God's truth. This is not something you watch on TV. Come on, you're not going to hear this on TV. You're not going to hear it on radio. You're not going to, Facebook won't tell you this. Matter of fact, you post these up and you won't get no likes. Second Timothy 2:10, look at that. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect. Paul had to endure some things for the sake of the elect. You are the elect. I am the elect. Look at this. That they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So we're going to go quickly through the benefits and then we'll close. Look at this. Benefits of a chosen life through Christ. How many believe that God has given you benefits? That's right, he has. And it's not HMO and PPO. It's not Kaiser benefits. It's not Medi-Cal, Medicare. These benefits come directly from the throne room of grace. Thank you, God. And so, let's look at this right up here. Number one of the benefits is justification. Just as if you've never sinned. What? Look at this right up here. Look at the scripture right up here. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. So when you stand before a holy God, God looks at it just as if you've never sinned. Well, how does that work? By faith. By the blood. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. Man, we're going to get to glorified in a few. Let's go to the next. Look at Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through redemption. See, we cannot stand before God justified without Christ. We need him. Hallelujah. He don't need us. His grace is that he came to us to save us. Thank you, God. Let's go to the next clip. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And so every day you wake up, just as if I never sinned. Thank you, God. It don't give you a license to go and sin now. It lets you know, man, I have a covenant with God. And I'm his child. And he has grafted me in. And he has adopted me. Hallelujah. Listen, there's some folks that I know who have adopted children because they couldn't have children. And they love them no differently than their own. Just imagine God loving us. Let's go to the next one. Sanctification. You know, people think that this is a tough word. It's not. You know what sanctification means? He has set you apart for his will and purpose. Amen. Thank you, God. Aren't you glad he set you apart? Amen. He didn't allow you to stay in with all those men that are still men waiting for their testimony to be developed. Look at this, right up here. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you. You see, without the Holy Ghost, you'll have no peace. I remember when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, man, it was like liquid love coming down, man. And all the anger and bitterness and clamor and all that was eradicated. And I had so much love, I couldn't comprehend it. So when the Holy Ghost comes and he gives you his peace, that allows you now to be sanctified by him. Because how can you be sanctified if you got so much anger in you? It don't make sense, does it? See, God has to give you his peace. And when he gives you his peace, he sets you apart. Why? Because you're loving him. He's loving you. And you're saying, yes, Lord. Yes to his will. Look at this right up here. Look at John. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world. Thank God he didn't take us out of the world and put us on the island. You know why we're still here in this world? For the unbeliever. The unbeliever needs to see you. The unbeliever needs to see what God has done in you. The unbeliever's got to have some hope that, man, if God can deliver you from that all kinds of wickedness, he can deliver me.
Amen.
So look at this. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. Look at this. That they are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. Sanctify them by truth. For King James says, thy word is truth. God's word is true. What we're preaching today is all truth. There's no fairy tales here. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Man, you got to leave this place. No, man, God has. Man, I'm justified, sanctified, and God has a glorified body waiting for me. Let's move on to the next one. Regeneration. You know what that means? That means the Holy Spirit coming in and resurrecting your dead soul. Did you know that we are born physically, but we are dead spiritually when we come into this life? How do I know that? Because before you came into the saving knowledge, all you wanted to do and all I wanted to do was do evil, do things of the darkness, have no inclination, had no desire for God. And then Christ comes, Holy Ghost comes, and regenerates us. Let's look at this. Ezekiel, Old Testament saint, I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I'll put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Until God does that supernatural change, an unbeliever is going to remain in his state until this takes place. And that's what happened to you, and this is what happened to me. Hallelujah. He put his spirit within us. Thank you, God. Let's look at the next. He saved us, not because of works. So if you think you're working to get points with God, think again. He doesn't love you any more or any less than the day he spoke you into existence. He loves you. You got to understand, God loves you. He's not mad at you. He's not angry. We don't serve an angry God. We serve a God that loved us, who came to die for us. Look at this. He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God that makes all things new. Aren't you so blessed that you're not the same person? And it's not because of anything else, but God making you renewed on the inside out. Let's go to the next one. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." That lets us know we need the Spirit of God. And did you know that there's folks, they will fight you in baptism? I don't need to be baptized to be saved. The Bible says repent and be baptized. Fight with God on that one. I'd rather be obedient. Can I get an amen? Be obedient to God. Let's go to the next one. Glorification. This is one. This is something that you and I do not really see clearly. But by faith, we believe. Oh, yes. Let's look at this. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So he is raising us up, and he is allowing us to learn his ways and to be all about our Father's business. But there's a day coming, hallelujah, where he will deliver us from these bodies of flesh. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. This body of flesh was not intended to be in heaven. It can't. And praise God for gravity. The law of gravity keeps us right here. Or we'd be just flying away. Flying about. You ever seen an astronaut in a space capsule? They have no control of things. Let's move on to the next scripture. But our citizenship, what? Is in heaven. And from it we await a Savior. So this is the season of the first advent, when Jesus came for the first time. But hallelujah, God will come back again. Can I get an amen? God said in his word right here, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body. Did you know when he rose again, he had the first body? He was the prototype, the very first one. And I want one just like his. And guess what? He's made one custom for you. You know how he appeared and what disappeared. And that body even ate. Yes, he did. He ate right there on the shores with his disciples. He ate some fish and bread. Yes, he did. And then he was gone. So if you think heaven's going to be dull, think again. Man, there might be some really good recipes up there that you haven't heard. Look at this. His glorious body. Now, beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. So it hasn't come yet. But it's coming. You got to believe by faith, right? But we know that when he appears, we shall what? Be like him. Come on, because we shall see him as he is. We will see Jesus face to face. Man, that's why I can't wait. Look, this body's failing me. I've shared it with my sister. Man, sometimes I can't even lift up my left arm no more. Before I used to throw a football 60 yards, I could barely maybe make it to the wall here. Why? I shared this on Wednesday night. I'm going to share it again this morning. Listen, when we go through the aches and the pains and the struggles of this flesh, yeah, we go to doctors, I don't feel good, sometimes we need medication, there's nothing wrong with that. But let that be a sign to you, because the Bible says that our bodies, and even the earth, it moans and it groans for the change. So remember that. Remember the sicknesses that we have and the ailments that we have, and as time goes by, we get older and we get a little bit more decrepit and, you know, we can't barely get up. That's a sign to you that God has a new body prepared for you. And sometimes we have to accept old age. Can I get an amen? Sometimes we have to, you know, praise God. We saw the rabbi last night, didn't we? And praise God, God spared his life. He told us, man, it's like a paradigm change. He goes, my life could have been gone. I said, we've been praying for you, Rabbi. We've been praying for you. And do you know he downloads our messages? He's hearing the word. Hallelujah. Because he need to be saved too. Yes, he does. Listen, Judaism is just another form of religion. It's no different from Buddhism. It's no different from Catholicism. It's no different from being Muslim. Yeah. There's only one that can save, and that's Jesus. Only he can save. Hallelujah. And they all need Jesus. All. And all means what? All needs him. Come on. God is good. We're coming in for a close. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We're already past regeneration, right? So, glorification. Oh, yes. Last scripture here in glorification. And if children, this is you and I, then heirs of God. Did you know we're heirs with Christ? Everything that he has given it to us. So why are we worried? Why don't we wake up? Oh, woe is me. And yet God will supply all of our riches and needs and wants through his riches and glory. And I'm not saying our riches, all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Can I get an amen? I don't care what you're going through, God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Thank you, God. Heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him. See, this is what people don't want to hear. I have to suffer. Suffer what? In order that we may also be glorified with him. You know what that suffering is? God spoke to me. It's not working at a labor camp, working 50 hours a week. You know what that suffering is? Is as we grow older, as I shared, we become a little less healthier. And so we're going through this pains of getting older. And there's some suffering that takes place. But what he has prepared for us, for you and for me, it'll all be worth it all. It'll all be worth it all. So did you know? I leave you with two last scriptures. Did you know? Right up here. Our only eternal guarantee is Jesus. Did you know that this is not a guarantee from Walmart? You ever brought something back? I'm sorry, you missed the expiration date. The Word of God is the only guarantee. Oh, I never saw that. Yes, God guarantees that you and I will be with him. Did you know that? Aren't you so glad that he guarantees it? Come on. Because if you think you're going to get in with your own self-righteousness, think again. We just covered that. It's the blood, hallelujah, that erases our sins. But he is the guarantee right up here. I got word to back it up. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one's able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Let's look at the guarantee here. Let's go to the next verse. In whom also he have obtained an inheritance. We, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. Now here comes the guarantee. Look at this. Next verse. In him also you trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Who is the guarantee? Come on. I know there's some, man, you could just walk away and you can, you know, God will send you to hell. Wait a minute. We were headed to hell before we came to him. We were headed to hell there. He came to save us from that horrible place. So why would he want us to throw us back if we can't save ourselves? Did you catch that? So he's the spirit of guarantee and of our inheritance until the redemption. Meaning, hallelujah, when he comes back, we will be redeemed and we will be just like him. So he had to apply the blood first. So the blood is the down payment, hallelujah, and is the guarantee of our inheritance, of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. He has now ownership of us. Did you know that? Because he bought us with a price. He bought us with his blood. Thank you, God. Somebody's going to get a hold of this today. Someone's going to ponder all this today. Hallelujah. This is why I have great joy. I got great confidence that when he saved me and you, hallelujah, he has allowed us to enter in to glory by faith. For the promises, right up here, for the promises of God in him are yes and amen to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us, you in Christ, and has anointed us to God, who also has sealed us with the spirit of our hearts as a what? Guarantee. Does your word, come on. You better double check these scriptures I'm putting up. Does your Bible say guarantee? Or does it say limited warranty? It's a guarantee. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And the guarantee, since there is a guarantee, don't fear death. No, I'm not asking you to be a martyr. No. I'm asking you to not, you know what, as we grow older, don't fear death. You know why? Because we're right up here, and we close with this scripture. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Look at this. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. So as soon as the day comes when we close our eyes for the last time, we will be with him forevermore. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the angel coming to Joseph. And he proclaimed that you shall name him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Lord, there are so many, Lord, in my life alone that still need to be saved. And God, you're the only one that knows who they are. We don't know who they are, but you use us to be a light before them. And so God, use us, Lord, in these days that we live in. Use us, God, hallelujah. Lord, that we would glorify you and magnify you. Lord, that you would be high and lifted up. Because one day we will be going home. Hallelujah. And Lord, whether it's now, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's 10 years, 20 years from now, we don't know. But we know we will be with you by faith. Hallelujah. And so I'm praying right now for those listening to this message. Maybe, just maybe, God spoke to you. And maybe this is your first time surrendering to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here to let you know that this prayer don't save you. It's your faith in Jesus Christ that'll save you. Prayer is just a tool that God uses here on earth so we who are sinful can communicate with the holy God that's in heaven. Thank you for prayer. And so if that's you right now listening to this message, pray this prayer and watch God do the miraculous in your life. And we're all going to pray it with you. Our family's going to pray with you. Pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for all my sins. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God praise and glory in the house. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.